This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You found yourself into a Monday, the second Monday of January, 13th in manner. This half week will bring us halfway through the month of the first month of 2020. You have 2020, it's 2020, everything is 2020 stuff. Right here you can focus, we have focus, our minds are focused, Jennifer's mind is focused, Victoria's mind is focused, Kara's mind is focused, Daisy's mind is focused, Doug's mind is focused. On the Iranian situation, the supreme leader is going to get the zut, as my father used to refer to those people who were playing football and they managed to, or any sport actually, they managed to find themselves in trouble, so they would get the zut. I don't know where that came from, but he was of Belgian and German extraction, so I'm figuring there's some kind of Germanic connection to getting the zut. So the protesters are all over the place, and we sort of have talked about this. I think we may be the only ones around that are talking about what the streets of Tehran are like prior to this week, and that the real thinking in Iran was not to be in support of the Ayatollah. It hasn't been for years and years and years and years in reality. So where does this go, Jennifer? Where does this take? We just keep up. I think if we stay out of it, it takes care of itself. Right? We have to, we don't have to involve ourselves.
You know, I don't know. And here's the thing. I think this is probably worth noting as well. So, the protesters have been going on, the protests we've been talking about have been going on for a long time. And that was one of the things that Soleimani, which was the, he was the Iranian general's number two, basically, in the country that we killed with the drone strike. He would go out and kill those protesters. He would kill gay people. He would kill women. He would kill students. He would kill people trying to find a voice that was different than the ideological voice of the government. And so over the weekend, the Iranians finally took responsibility for the plane crash, which happened last Monday after they launched a couple of ballistic missiles towards Iraqi military bases. They knocked down.
They still tried to blame it on us. Well, it's because there was so much tension between us.
Of course.
Yeah,
right. And so they finally took responsibility for it. They finally said it was a mistake. Because of that, there were a lot more protests that started out kind of as vigils to mourn those who had died in the crash, because the people on that plane were not Americans necessarily. I don't know. There might have been a few, but 176 people on board, most of them were Canadians and Iranians. And so the protests began as vigils, and then some of them started to go into death to the dictator, and they started chanting. And then, this is where I say if we stay out of it, maybe it takes care of itself. But what I think also had an impact is that President Trump over the weekend, and I don't know if you saw this, in Farsi wrote support for the Iranian protesters. This is the first time that a president, I think a sitting president of the United States anyway, has done something quite so bold. He tweeted his support to the people of Iran, saying, quote, "I've stood with you since the beginning of my presidency." Now, this, I think, gins up a little bit of the protests going on, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because we don't need a war. We need these protesters to win, and we need the pressure on the Ayatollah to be there from the people within their own country. And a tweet like this is unusual and orthodox. I think this is absolutely the right way that the president should be using Twitter, because I think that's what ultimately is going to end to change, lead to change in that region. I don't think it's going to be us. I don't think it's going to be a war. I think it's going to be an emboldened population of Iran. So I think that tweet was a really important one, and it led to more people out there in the streets with people say trying to encourage Khomeini to resign. So hopefully that is the spark, or at least helping the spark that is in the people of Iran to take their government back.
All right, a couple of things that seem to be sideline issues here. The president focusing on Iran, and then some people mocking him for telling the Iranians to let reporters roam free, suggesting that he doesn't let reporters roam free in America. And then there is the Ukrainian president who demands that Iran punish the people who are guilty, which would be, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, that's the Ayatollahs who are talking about here. A number of the people, you said they were Canadians, there were Iranians, but it was on its way to Ukraine, and weren't there a lot of Ukrainians?
Yeah, it's Ukraine, the airliner. Yes, and it was right. Their airline as well.
Right.
Mostly
right.
Young engineering students, I think, too. That was kind
of a lot
of
students.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm sure the person who fired the missile or miscalculated it, I'm sure that person's no longer living. And Doug, last week we were talking. You said something along the lines of, you know, if the Iranian people were watching worldwide coverage of what was going on and the reaction here and around the world. Well, our family friends who are from Iran, we checked in with them over the weekend because they have relatives still in Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
The entire country, like North Korea, went black for almost 4 days off the internet. So there was no TV, there was no internet, there was the state-run TV, and that was it. And that's what we were saying last week when I think I said to you, I'm pretty sure that they're not allowing anybody to see any other opinions about this, and they weren't.
Yep.
And it was almost 4 days of total non-communication and darkness. And they're going to keep doing that. That's how they control their people.
Well, there's a core there, I think. The core of people in the country, the leadership of the country, at least certainly as far as the Ayatollah is concerned, has been listening to them for years. This is a pretty good example. It's the same kind of stuff. When Hitler took power, any of these people who are dictators, it becomes a focus, if you will, on their egotism, the egomaniacal way of thinking. These people think that there are no challenges to them, that they can do whatever they want to do, and that's a real mistake. Those people really misread what's going on in Iran because they don't understand their own people. And that's what happens when you get somebody who's so focused. I don't know if it's oligarch, there's a term for it, oligarchy, I think is rule of one, if I remember from my days. But at any rate, the point is that there are a lot of people, not only us. I guess I'm wondering what the Chinese and the Russians are. The Russians are busy chasing American ships around.
They've been trying to put the pressure on America not to. They've been putting the pressure that this doesn't turn into a full-blown conflict. It'd be bad for them. They take money from Iran. Of course, China, I don't think they've said much, but
no.
They probably love all of this because anything that keeps the attention off of them is a good thing.
Yeah. So the Russian warships, there are more than one. There's one circumstance where there was almost a collision in the North Arabian Sea. The Navy said that the USS Farragut was aggressively approached by a Russian Navy ship. Farragut's been involved in a couple of these things before. The Navy released a video, said the crew sounded 5 short blasts to notify the Russians that there might be a collision. The Russian ship at first refused to alter its course, but then yielded, and then they opened up distance. What is the point of provoking?
The video is interesting to watch, though, because it is very close. And the Russian ship comes up on our American ship at a pretty fast clip.
And they blame our ship?
They said that
nobody videoing the video here?
I don't know. Well, it's hard to tell what's going on because it's being filmed from our ship, and then you just see this Russian ship kind of come up behind us really quickly and then kind of veer off and then run alongside of us, and it's very close. But they're saying that we took the wrong, you know, they're all the, you know, it's like the driving on the road. There's certain rights of, you know, who's got the right of way and things like that, and they're saying that we violated international maritime law and that we were going the wrong way and we're in their path and blah, blah, blah. It's all, you know, Russian BS.
Is there a difference between Russian BS and American BS or anybody? The Chinese
RBS
BS?
Is a little more.
RBS is better BS.
RBS.
We have better BS. Yes.
Yes.
It's here for the
American
BS.
American made, so.
American made BS.
Nicer BS. Yeah.
Right. So we don't import any Chinese BS. We import a lot of other Chinese stuff.
Oh, I think their BS is the worst.
Right. Well, we've agreed to talk to them, though, a couple of times a year, right? The first meeting is supposed to be this week. Phase one deal with China. This is trade stuff, I'm guessing.
Now we're going to phase two, by the way. That's
phase
the next
two.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what happens under phase two? Phase two means we sign some agreement. We try to stick to some agreement. We make an agreement. We help out those people who have been hurt by all of this stuff that's been going on. Those would mainly be the farmers in America. What are these new talks that are led by Munchkin, right? Hey, Mr. Munchkin.
Mnuchin, but okay.
I like Munchkin. Just turn the U and the N around, and you're all set, Jennifer.
Right.
So we are trying to develop deeper relationships. I thought we had a pretty deep relationship. And it's what was so...
We're in a relative trade war with China, and so I think we saw round one came out, and that was some relief of sanctions to China on Chinese goods, and they relieved some of the sanctions on our goods. The idea is to try to create a trade agreement that's more fair and balanced for the United States. Forever, we've been taking it in the shorts, and that hasn't been good for anybody, whether that's farmers or American industry. So slowly but surely, and I think it's really industry by industry how they're trying to work this out.
Don't you love that expression?
What?
Taking it in the shorts. I think that's
it's very descriptive and appropriate.
Yeah, it is. Speaking of taking it in the shorts, the guy who ran Boeing for the last 16 years, he got fired, but he's going to take $60 million as he leaves.
I don't even know how that's possible. that's a head shaker.
Ruined.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It really is. They're going to lose, 10 times that. They've already written off $8 billion already in costs incurred for the failure. Basically, you can't look at it any way. The 737 MAX is a complete and utter failure at the moment. There's 400-plus planes sitting on the ground that have been built that will probably never fly, along with the planes, at least not in the condition that they're in now, not the way they were built. And why the hell they kept building them would be a question I'd ask if I were on the board of directors of Boeing. What'd you keep building the planes for when you knew they wouldn't fly? It's now, the last time the next test was set up was for March, late March. There are at least 400 of these planes sitting on the ground that have run, that belong to various airlines around the world. In America, there are 149 of them, all told. And around the world, another couple of hundred anyway. So they got 800, almost 1,000 of these planes that they built that aren't runnable, aren't usable. And this guy's getting $60 million. God love America.
I know.
Wait a minute, though. Here's the sad news. He's going to forfeit stock awards worth $14 million. So,
but he's still taking 60 home.
That's insane. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Boeing decided change in leadership was necessary. Only a year late, Boeing chairman David Calhoun is set to take over as the CEO today. He'll get $7 million bonus if he's able to get the 737 MAX to fly safely again. Good luck to you, Charlie, on that one. Unga bunga. Here's something that is very good, and there's a lot of luck involved. I suppose if you were able to choose this route about 2-3 months ago, you're in luck. Calitrin has worked for you, right? As the healthiest choice in America for weight loss and energy, because when you lose the weight, your joints work better. Collagen and aloe vera are the main ingredients, all natural, developed by nurses who saw people get themselves into trouble. The all-natural digestive enzyme collagen is the number one ingredient. So let's get your body into the shape you want to get it into after the holidays. Go to Calitrin.com. I always do this. Collagen, number one ingredient. Calitrin, name of the product. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code, and you get a great deal. This is a fabulous time to be working on losing weight. So go to Calitrin.com and get that weight off.
Yeah. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Music. Let's see if we can get the song called Limelight. Theo Pert, who is the drummer and lyricist for the band Rush, passed away over the weekend here in Santa Monica. He was 67. Cause of death was brain cancer. In a statement released on Twitter, his band wrote, quote, "It's with broken hearts and the deepest sadness that we must share the terrible news that on Tuesday our friend, soul brother, and bandmate of 45 years, Neil, lost his brave 3.5-year battle with brain cancer. Rest in peace, brother." He was part of a group that was formed back in the 60s. Wow, 1968. It wasn't until Pearl's arrival in 74 here that the band hit its creative peak, became an essential group of that bunch from the classic rock era in the 60s and 70s especially. Following a career with Rush, which produced more than a dozen platinum albums, Pert retired from performing in 2015. Band inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2013. He's survived by his wife and their daughter. So Neil Pert passing away, that's got to be a horrible way. Anybody I've known, the stories from families that had that affliction.
Yeah,
horrible.
That's how my grandmother went. Yeah, it's tough leading up to it. But I know so many people who were drummers or who started drumming,
oh my God,
and it all seemed to, I saw so many things over the weekend about this guy. So many people who were inspired to start being drummers because of him. So it's...
This is like the drumming equivalent of Eric Clapton dying. Like, yeah. This is, I know this, I don't like Rush, it's weird music to me, but this guy was just so legendary. Anybody who plays an instrument over the weekend was just flooding social media with tributes.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, so there's our tribute, 26 after the hour here on the DJV program. Up next musically is John Legend, our focus on him, as he makes an appearance on the NBC series This Is Us this week. He's not part of a regular series. His wife is, though, isn't she?
Chrissy Teigen?
No, she's his wife is doing a little project for the new Quibi, the Quick Bites, the little app.
Yeah, and
she's on the short digital form.
She's on Lip Sync Battle, but she doesn't really do. She's not.
I don't know,
on.
Is she still on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure it's all.
Yeah,
the,
I think so.
Still the same cast.
Yeah.
But it's not like a show where she's acting. She's just kind of playing a DJ in the show and like dancing around.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chrissy.
Well, it's about right though.
Was that created by LL Cool J, that show, or is he just?
I don't think so. It didn't originate on Jimmy Fallon's show, and then
yes,
produced
yeah.
by him and like John Krasinski or something.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
But yeah, LL anyway. Cool J is the host.
Right. So he and the legends, Chrissy Teigen, are they friends? Is that how they started working together? I wonder.
I don't know.
Who's connected to who? So anyway, he unveiled his romantic new song just before he went on the show this week called Conversations in the Dark, to which we are listening right now. You want to crank it up a little, Kara?
I will always want the same you, same you. Swear on everything I pray to.
Details the moments while falling in love, where a couple is chatting quietly together. The rest of the world calls the sleeper is gone. It's a great storyline for a good lyric line. The video that goes along with it shows old home videos of various couples dancing together, hugging, getting married, celebrating life together. So anyway, back to him being on This Is Us. You can catch it tomorrow night at 9 on NBC, John Legend here at 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, guys. It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hoping his upcoming impeachment trial in the Senate is dismissed outright, tweeting on Sunday that many people share that view. One who does for sure is his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who says the president did not commit any impeachable crimes.
It's true here. We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime
high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
He spoke on Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine. Democrats in the House expected to send two articles of impeachment against Trump to the U.S. Senate this week. At least 11 people are dead after 2 days of tornadoes and other severe weather in parts of the South and Midwest. States of emergency declared in Arkansas and Mississippi. Fatalities reported from storms from Texas and Oklahoma to Louisiana and Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each, delivered. 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Continuing our journey from here to there on this Monday, the 13th of January. It's not unlucky. Well, they say Friday the 13th is unlucky. I'm not sure about that at all. I think 13, for a lot of people, is a pretty lucky number. If you look at it that way, it depends on your philosophy. And to a certain extent, we have a philosophical journey going on here, from here to there. Let's say somebody gave you $10 million that were suddenly deposited in your checking account, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Let's say that I give this exercise, this mental exercise to everybody listening. Would your life change? Might be easier. You think you'd have fewer challenges? You think that your challenges would be different? What do you think? Let's say
that happened. $10 million to you, Victoria.
Could I keep it? First of all, can you keep it or do you have to give it back? Because is it like a banking error? Or
nope.
Like someone gifted you the money?
Somebody decides that you're worth $10 million in whatever way, shape, or form, whether it's working, friendships worth $10 million, you help somebody out.
Just wanted to clarify. Go ahead, Victoria. I just want to make sure we can keep it.
You can keep it. Yeah.
Look how many people win the lottery and then go bankrupt and go into, you know, rehab for addiction to whatever seems to all stem from that windfall. I don't know, $10 million isn't enough that I don't think that it's going to rock your life that much.
No, $10 million isn't that much anymore.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of money, but I'm not trying to sound like it's not. Yeah. But hopefully, if anyone was given $10 million, that would be enough to get them, you know, out of student debt or personal debt and maybe secure a future for them and for the next generation, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd make things better, certainly. But what was going on with you, if you had problems, there'd be a certain evolution, I suppose, a change. And I think that's what we go through every day. Anyway, we all have an opportunity every day, with every moment, in fact, to change, to evolve. So it's just something that I was thinking about that over the weekend, because we often think we buy tickets to lottery. I think it's great. I think it's fabulous for us. What I found in my own reality is if I buy a ticket, I think about all the good I'm going to do with it. What am I going to do? Who am I going to help? What's going to be the fate of this amount of money and how's it go? You know, that kind of stuff. And so it becomes pretty good therapy. But your life is your life. You are who you are. I posted something on my own personal Facebook page over the weekend, facebook.com/DougStefan, that in essence suggests that we all have opportunities to grow, but we do it at our own speed. Oftentimes it's frustrating because you'd like to have someone, especially if you're close to someone, you'd like to think that they would evolve faster, but you can't push somebody. They have to find their own way, one way or the other. And maybe hopefully if you're in partnership with that person, you evolve with them. There's nothing better than being in a good partnership, having had that experience. You've all had that experience, been in good partnerships, and they've evolved together. And then sometimes that evolution stops, or there's a hiccup, and so things change. And I wonder if that doesn't apply to the royals. You all have been following this. Victoria, Prince Harry. What I found interesting is that there was a story floating around that Prince Harry was heard a while ago, I think maybe during the summer, asking Robert Iger, who runs Disney, about exploring voiceover work for Meghan.
That was at the Lion King premiere. When they had the London premiere of Lion King, Harry and Meghan were there on the red carpet. All eyes were pretty much on Meghan Markle talking with Jay-Z and Beyonce on the red carpet. But while that was happening, Harry, most people don't know who Robert Iger is or what he looks like.
Runs
but Harry,
Disney.
Yeah, Harry was actually talking to Robert Iger saying that Meghan Markle wanted to do, that she does voiceovers and that she was very interested. Robert Iger, apparently someone else who overheard this conversation on the red carpet, said he was surprised to hear that and said, oh, wow. He said, well, I'd be open to trying that. And so now they have a deal where Meghan will be voicing, I think it's an upcoming documentary that Disney's going to do. And instead of getting paid for it, the money that she would make is going to the Elephants Without Borders. It's a charity that she and Harry support in Africa. So it is an interesting project. It's an inkling, you know, like Jen was just saying off the air, it's an inkling that maybe she does want to get back to acting. I don't know. You know, the announcement that they want to work towards becoming financially independent, a lot of people have been wondering, well, how actually can they do that? Well, maybe some voiceover work with Disney is one way to make some money. I think at this point, because the deal was cut before all this happened, so she wasn't allowed to be paid for it and had to go to some sort of charity. Maybe the next round, if their situation is different and they have a new kind of carved out, they're calling it a hybrid royal role. They won't be senior members of the royal family, but they will have some sort of involvement still. So maybe the next time that she does some voiceover stuff, she can actually get paid. But the big story over the weekend is that there's going to be kind of an emergency summit happening today with the Queen, Prince Charles, Prince Harry, Prince William, and Meghan Markle is in Canada still. She will be on the phone. And so this is going to be the first attempt by the Queen to kind of iron this all out. They have several proposals, apparently, of what Harry and Meghan's new roles could look like. This kind of all started with lots of headlines over the weekend. This is sort of like, except for Iran, this was the biggest story over the weekend.
Lots of headlines. Like she was taken by surprise. I mean, some of the pictures of her, she doesn't look like she knew this was coming at all.
And apparently that's probably mostly true. What happened was the chain of events began right before Christmas. Harry and Meghan decided to go to Canada for 6 weeks with their son Archie. Meghan Markle's mom was also in Canada, their friends, things like that. So Harry, while he was there, obviously this has been brewing for a while, he called his father, Prince Charles, said, we want to talk about a new arrangement and carve out a new role for ourselves. Prince Charles said, right, you know, put it in a proposal because this is, you know, it's a business thing as well as there are some tax implications. 5% of what Meghan and Harry live off of comes from the national grant, which it comes from taxpayer money. So 5% of all that is going to be tricky. The other 95% of what they live on actually comes from Prince Charles himself. And so that's through another private estate that King Edward III in 1337 established. Sure. And so that's really the money that they live off of. It comes from 95% of that comes from Prince Charles. It's sort of a big misnomer that they live off the taxpayer dollars. They don't. They do live rent free in the Frogmore Cottage on the land that Queen Elizabeth owns, so that would probably have to change. If they were not full-time royals anymore, they probably wouldn't be able to live rent-free. But, So Prince Harry called Prince Charles. Prince Charles says, type up a proposal after Christmas. Harry flies back to London, goes to meet with Queen Elizabeth, gets to the door. Literally, the guards will not let him in to see her. And so he gets really pissed. And 10 minutes later, that's when the announcement hits Instagram. His grandmother told him not to make any announcements and specifically told him, you have to have your father's blessing and this needs to be worked out before you make an announcement. Harry got really upset with his grandmother that she didn't let him in, and that's why everyone was caught off guard. So everybody blaming Megxit and Meghan Markle for all this, I think this reeks of Prince Harry being exactly the way he's always been. He's always done what he wants to do, and I think that this is him going rogue, and she's going along with it, I guess. You know, I mean, what married couple wouldn't want to stick together throughout all this?
So
but hopefully today
William,
they'll have some sort of resolution.
Right, so what was the comment? We were talking about this as well. A little bit. William said, I wouldn't hug my brother anymore.
No, there's...
Harry said, what did they say?
No, it was William in The Guardian, you know, which you could take it or leave it.
I think it shows they're kind of taken aback by this.
William was... supposedly, William told a friend, it's one of these anonymous sources, he supposedly told a friend, quote, I've put my arm around my brother all our lives, and I can't do that anymore. We're separate entities. I'm sad about that. All we can do and all I can do is try and support them and hope that the time comes when we're all singing from the same page. I want everyone to play on the same team. I think everybody probably feels that way in the family. So it'll just, you know, it's complicated. He's nowhere near in line. He's like sixth or seventh in line for the crown. I don't know. I don't know why people are making such a big deal about them wanting to do something different. You know, I mean, even Meghan Markle, like the racist stuff, the tabloids called her baby a baby chimp. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that she's dealing with on a daily basis. Harry is obviously a lot more sensitive to how the press treated his mother, and essentially he blames the press for murdering his mother. William didn't have to deal with this. Kate Middleton got amazing press coverage. She was the people's princess, and everyone was thrilled that he married a commoner.
The role.
Harry marries an American. She's a divorcee, and she's half African American. So, the racist tabloids over there, they just had a field day with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he gets straightened out. He's certainly sucking a lot of air out of the room at the moment in terms of conversation. Some other things going on. The International Olympic Committee in the sports world says athletes can't protest on the field or on the podium in the summer games that are going to be played this year in Tokyo. New guidelines state that, quote, no kind of demonstration or political, religious, or racial propaganda is permitted in any Olympic site, venue, any area at all. This includes any gestures of a political nature, like the hand gesture when black power is mentioned or the kneeling. This will apply to everybody, trainers, coaches, officials, as well as the as the people playing the games. The guidelines state that athletes will be allowed to express their views during press conferences and interviews and team meetings and on digital or traditional media, other platforms as well. And explaining the reasoning behind these guidelines, the committee wrote, quote, "We believe that an example set by competing with the world's best while living in harmony in the Olympic Village is a uniquely positive message to send to an increasingly divided world. This is why it's important on both a personal and global level that we keep the venues, the Olympic Village, the podiums neutral and free from any form of demonstration." I agree with that. I think it isn't the place. It's not the place for it. Go play. That's why you're there.
But you know what, though? But look at all the black athletes who, when Hitler was in the stadium, they protested and wouldn't go out. I don't know. I think sometimes on an international community front like that, it is appropriate to make a statement. You know, I mean, right now, obviously, Hitler isn't sitting in the stands, but...
I'm wondering.
And here's the thing. You can, when all the... I mean, think about how much media is going to be there. You can, when you're talking to them. You just can't do it in the platform of the game. And I think that's appropriate, because the game should be about the game. And it shouldn't influence judges' decisions and all of that. They're going to have an immense platform, because they're talented athletes, and the media is going to be interested in them. And they can talk about that stuff in the appropriate form. It's just, don't make it about it right before you're getting ready to start running your race or whatever it is that you're doing.
Right. Today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, is National Rubber Ducky Day. Rubber Ducky, you're the one. Remember that song?
Sure.
How many people remember that song from Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Right? Kara was concerned that I would sing the whole song when I found out it was National Rubber Ducky Day. And I might have give way to Sesame Street's Ernie during bath time, who was really the this is not like the other song that Rick Dees did. Rubber Ducky is a lot of fun. Anyway, I'm awfully fond of the Rubber Ducky. I'm awfully fond of you. The popular toy has seen a lot of variations over its history. First designed in the 1800s. You know that? Rubber duckies went back to the 1800s. That's when rubber manufacturing actually started. Duck was made out of plastic and vinyl during the World War I and World War II era because there wasn't a lot of rubber around. The rubber ducky toy was patented in 1928 by Landon Smart Lawrence. The toy was a bit heavier back then. He put a weight inside of it so it would always stay upright when you put it in a tub. If you're ever out in the ocean, you might run into a rubber ducky. There were 28,000 rubber ducks on their way via boat to Washington in 1992 when the supply, the boxes they had them, went overboard. It's been said the ducks floated north to the Arctic, got trapped in the ice, and were slowly thawed out in the Atlantic Ocean. Thousands of them are still out there, and often you'll find them washing up on the shores of beaches all around the place. So... let your spirit go free, excuse me, if you see one of those rubber duckies. Rubber ducky, you're the one. Yeah, da-da-da. Okay. Guess we've had enough of that. Tina Fey in television news, and Amy Poehler has signed on. I think this is probably the poorest kept secret. We were talking about this last week after the Golden Globes. Enough of that idiot Gervais. Let's bring out Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. They did it. How many years? 2013, 14, 15?
They did 3 years in a row.
Yeah,
and then
right.
I don't remember who was after that.
Okay. So anyway, they're going to do that. Their connection has led the close connection to the production. Well, isn't this it's an NBC production, but isn't... what's the guy's name that does Saturday Night Live? He's produced it forever, so he's the one who put it on the
Lorne Michaels?
Lorne Michaels. He's connected to this somehow, isn't he? Some way, shape, or form.
I don't know.
Well, anyway. So that's where we're a year ahead of ourselves there. And Jennifer, what do you know him? Got any time? Well, give us one show to watch tonight.
The Bachelor tonight. Come on, ABC at 8.
Kara's on that. All right, 10 for the hour here.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
After the hour, Monday it is. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. I throw the curveballs at her, and she does the work, does all the research.
I dodge them.
Doc, look out! So there's a bill in the state of Vermont that would ban cell phones. I'm all for this. This is very interesting.
Of course you would be.
I am all
yep.
for it.
So a state senator in Vermont has introduced legislation that would make it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone while in the state of Vermont. This
Yay.
Is crazy.
Yay.
The bill was introduced. Yep. The
Yay.
Bill was introduced last week by a Democratic lawmaker who said that he wanted to make the point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. Now, this guy is Senator John Rogers. He is a Democrat from Vermont, but he is very, very pro-gun. And so he is basically has even admitted he put this bill up to try to make a point. He said if it passes, anyone under the legal drinking and smoking age caught using a cell phone could face a $1,000 fine and up to 1 year in jail. He says in his argument that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones.
Right.
He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the United States.
That
he's
is
not
true.
Wrong there. Yeah, he's correct that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides. He's also correct there. He goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists, fascists, and other extremists, and also enabling mass shooters. That's where he kind of loses me. That's not a cell phone. That's just more social media in general. He is, as I said, he's a staunch gun rights advocate. He said he introduced this bill to the Vermont legislature because he said that the Vermont current legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights. So he said he has no delusions that the bill is going to pass. He said he probably wouldn't even vote for it himself, but he said he feels it's very important that he makes this point. He does raise some good points, but yeah. I don't think that banning anyone under 21 from using a cell phone is the correct answer.
Yay, let's hear it for that one. All right, toilet paper is in the focus next. Do you know what that's got to do with technology? Well, one of the brands, toilet paper brand, Charmin, is, if you'll pardon the pun, rolling out. Get it, Victoria? Rolling
I got
out.
It.
Yeah, good. Some new technology. Let's hear the story behind that story.
The Geek Out. It's most likely the device that received the most coverage from last week's CES, and it arrives from a company not technical in any way. Charmin. Solving the shared problem of getting caught on the potty with no paper, the Charmin Rollbot saves the day. It's a cute two-wheeled self-balancing robot that'll find its way to you and deliver a fresh roll of Charmin when you're stranded yourself. The robot wasn't Charmin's only new gadget. They also showed off Smell Sense, a sensor that alerts you if the bathroom you're about to enter is hot, like recently fumigated, you know what I mean. Turns out both the robot and Smell Sense are just prototypes and not products we'll see in store soon, but they're both entertaining and we've linked to them on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/test miles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive e-operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019, excludes all electric vehicles.
All right, next up for your listening and dancing pleasure is a focus on Verizon, perhaps the worst of all. It's the biggest. If you've got Fios like I do back in Massachusetts, I don't know. I've got Spectrum here in Los Angeles. I'm not sure that's much better.
I don't know. So, I think Spectrum actually got voted worst customer service, even more than Verizon.
Great. All right, so
yeah,
what's Verizon got up its sleeve? Thank you very much. What's Verizon got up its sleeve?
Verizon is saying that they are now delaying the rollout of their in-home 5G internet service, and this is the second time they've done this. They say it's because they're waiting for new and more powerful equipment that's supposed to be released in the second half of this year before they can expand the home service.
Is all that stuff made in China? Is all of this stuff made in China, one would wonder?
Probably. Yeah, I highly doubt that that it's made here.
Right.
But the real issue, though, is they've had a lot of struggles with the actual technology. A lot of people have a Wi-Fi router at home that has a 5G capability or a 5G aspect to it. But the problem is, if you don't have 5G internet service that's running through it, and it's just a box that at some point in the future might be able to handle 5G speeds, but right now no one else has rolled out 5G. It's like, basically, if you imagine it like airwaves, there's still LTE is this fastest system that's running through the airwaves right now. 5G would be faster than that, but no one's running it. And so Verizon tried to roll this out they have a few different cities that they've tried, but then again, you also have to have a phone that's 5G equipped. And so there are a lot of things here. They're trying to be the first ones out of the gate, and it's not working.
I'll give the 21-year-olds the 5G. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.